Okay, we ended off last time trying to figure out what the Ramah was getting at in his comment at the end of Sif Dalet. Where the Ramah writes, Vavadika tiel or hayom, velol or haner, v'di'evin mahani afil or haner. So the question was whether this comment of the Ramah is the same question or something different, and then the issue as to whether a Vedika can be performed balayla to count for Vedika Shivanakiyam. As we noted, leaving off last time, that the source of the Ramah is basically the Gemara and Daf Yudzayin with the practice of Beis Munbaz, which relates to Bedikas Kodun Tashmich, which is not necessarily Bedikas Hashiv Nekiyim, but other situations in which a Bedika may be necessary to just confirm that a woman is not being Rabadam. But that doesn't necessarily tell you anything about Bedikas Hashiv Nekiyim. So this issue is in fact raised by the Sidrei Torah, who poses this as a question that the Ramah here is in the context of Siman Kuf Tzadi Vav. So presumably we'd be expecting the Ramah to tell us halacha in Shiva Nekiyim, but the Ramah's comment isn't necessarily a Shiva Nekiyim comment. He points out that this may be related to the Machlokas Rishonim that we discussed last time, the Machlokas HaVipaskim, the Machlokas HaMarayim, as to whether you require Chilas and Vesofan, you require Bidikan Daf day 1 and day 7, or is it sufficient to have Tchilasan Afa Bishayin Sofan, Sofan Afa Bishayin Tchilasan? That if you require Bedikas both on day 1 and day 7, so the Bedikas may be functioning as a Kiyim of Sfurim, as a Kiyim of Sfira Shivanakiyim, and Sfira Shivanakiyim likely can only be performed by Yom. If it's more of a functional purpose to just ascertain that there's no Dam, so then maybe that could be accomplished by Laila as well. But that just does highlight the point that the Ramah's comment is not necessarily relating to the other issue that we discussed last time, that's discussed more in later Achronim, as to whether a Bedikas Laila could count B'di'evit for Bedikas of Shiv Nekiyim. Given that, we generally do paskin, like the second day in Shulchan Aruch, the V'ein Lahakel, that you require Bedikas on day 1 and day 7, which point more to a formal requirement to accomplish some kind of Sfira, even though we don't necessarily paskin the need for Sfura and Lefenecha per se, but they may exclude a nighttime Bedika from accomplishing that goal. Okay. We'll move on now briefly to the comments of the Ramah in Se'if Yud. The Ramah there writes, Yesh Omrim, Dibishlosha Yamim Rishonim Shal Yimei Asfira, during the first 3 days of Shiva Nekiyim, Im Masa Kesem Ein Tolan Asalahakel. So you can't be Tolan on a Kesem during the first 3 days of Shiva Nekiyim. Moshe Tolan Shark Samim, as we would generally be Tolan Kesem. The Gimel Yamim Rishonim Srichim Lios Nekim Lagami. There's a requirement that even though you need Shiva Nekim, but the first 3 days have to be Super Nekim. And this is based on a number of Rishonim, a Mordechai and Shavuos, a Sefer Truma, quoted in the Agos Maimini as well, in Perek Tes Isuribia. Perikas Os Zion. So what these Rishonim seem to be assuming is that even though on some level the Hesek Torah creates a Muchzokis, that a woman is now considered to be the Cheskas Torah as far as Riyas Adam, nevertheless that's not an absolute Muchzokis, and excuse me, you need another 3 days without anything that would compromise the status of Nekiyus in order to complete that Muchzakas. That seems to be what these Rishonim are assuming. Some Achronim raise the question, why should that be? Meaning, if you already perform the Hefek Tara should in and of itself accomplish that goal of creating a new Muchzakas, a new status. So what is the necessity of having these extra 3 days in which we wouldn't be Tola on a Kesem? But be that as it may, that seems to be the assumption of these Rishonim that are quoted here in the Ramah. However, even within this position, there are a number of qualifications. And these qualifications kind of make this Chumrah the Ramah less nogei lemaisa. So number one, the Truma of Hadashin himself, which the Rama is going to quote in the next line, Truma Sadeshin in Simon Reish Samates, says that this Chumrah, not to be tola on a kesem during the first 3 days, does not apply to a kesem that is Parchos Mikigris. The way the Truma Sadeshin explains it, if a kesem Parchos Mikigris, so that's a davar Motzei Ad Ma'od, like the Gemara in the beginning of Perek HaRoa Kesem, the Gemara has a lashon that if you're not going to rely on this kula of a kesem pachas mikigris, so then no one is ever going to be tahor because of the proliferation of machosis around, and the fact that it's uncommon, at least the Gemara expresses in one line, uncommon to not have a situation of a kesem pachas mikigris. So this chumra, the Truma Sadeshin modifies and says, does not apply to a kesem pachas mikigris. So that's the next line of the Ramah. Avala acher kach dino kishar kesem v'cheino again v'dafka kesem shuyosem mikigris v'od. Aval pachas mikigris v'od tola b'kina filu gimel yamim rishonim. So that's the Truma Sadeshin. That if you have a kesem pachas mikigris, you're allowed to be tola on that kesem, or you're allowed to be mako with such a kesem during the first 3 days. So. I'm sorry? Otherwise, you would have said that you have to be machmir and that's also Shimon Akim also. As you would have said, within these Rishonim, that there's no such thing as Kulas Ksamim during the first 3 days. So we treat every Kasim as a Riyah. So even during the Gimel Yom Rishonim with Shimon Akim, any Kasim is a Riyah. So even if you see a Tipa Stam Kachardal, your Shimon Akim, you have to start the count again. Right? The Truma Sadeshin says that's not the case. That far we don't come. Okay. Another Ramah says, "Vuadinim hayala maka begufa, the yodav shemotzi adam tola ba filu biyaser mikigris." So carve out number two is that if you have a maka hayadua shemotzi adam, you can be tola even during the gimel yamim rishonim. Maka she'en yadua shemotzi adam, that you can't be tola. So in that first point of the Ramah, the Shach argues in this. Moderately lengthy shach over here, and the shach assumes that no, even a maka yidusha mitziyadam, you can't be mekalan during the first 3 days. Lemaisa, I think we tend to be mekalan this like the Rama, not like the shach, that we are able to be told on a maka yidusha mitziyadam even during the first 3 days of Shimon HaKiyam. Yeah.
Is that just the Rama himself, or does that come from any
Rishonim? So if you look in the whatever credence you want to give to the parenthetical reference to the Ramah, it says Svaras Harav and Mashmalas HaMordechai. So I'm not sure what the Mashmalas HaMordechai is. Take a look. But it's definitely not Mefurish in other Rishonim. But again, the Sol Chumra is only found in a brief line in the Mordechai Sefer Truma and the Hagos Maimini quoting the Sefer Truma. So it's not something that there's too much literature on Rishonim. It's a chumra that you find among some of the Bali Tosas. Yeah. No, the assumption is that's a dinder abanan. Samim themselves are all pekul lechumra dinder abanan. Right? Without hargasha, there's no need to minatar at all.
Even though the din of sifurin or spoon of kedukin,
you
would say.
Right. So we may. So, number one, the whole din of shivin akim. We pointed out the pasuk says it's dinder abanan, and the Sfurin Bedukin is probably only for Shitas or Bekiva, so it's questionable to do Paschal that way, the Chavis staff notwithstanding. So there are a number of different levels to address that question on, but I think when push comes to shove, the simpler approach is that we're talking about their abundance. Again, notwithstanding the contrary indications that we discussed in the past. Okay. So in addition to the ability to be makel for a kesem pachas mikigris, and the ability to be makel for a maka hayadua shemetziyadam, the Pesachei Teshuvah as well quotes here in Seif Katan Yud Beis from the Chenda Shlomo that we can be makel for the other likely candidates as well. That if you have a kasam adavish and a makabel tumah, that we're makel on toch gimel, and if you find a kasam on a begat sevu as well. So again, the distinction that seems to play out over here is that, as we discussed with Ingsamim, there are certain definitional carve-outs in Hilchos Ksamim, namely Pachas Mikigris, Savua, and Enim Kabel Tuma, which isn't a standard Tliya. It's not that you could be Tola in those situations, it's that these are absolute carve-outs. So that is not included in this Chum of the Ramah. The Chum of the Ramah applies to Tliyas, where you have Dam, and absent any contraindication, the presumption is that this is Dam that comes Migufa, but she just walked through walked through the shuk where there's blood flying around from the butcher, or she was just in a situation in which she passed by an area where there's other blood, so that's called a Tliya. So that kind of Tliya we don't allow during the first 3 days of Shiva Nakim. But that which is the definitional carve-out in Hilchos Ksamim, so that we are makel about even during the first 3 days of Shiva Nakim. The Torah HaShlomo has a comment here in Sivkata and Yugimel, which is not terribly lemaisa, but in theory, in a situation in which a woman is prone to ksamim that may be problematic during the first 3 days, but she's able to achieve a hesek tara earlier than, let's say, day five, so in theory she could do a hesek tara in day two. She can't start counting the shiva nikiyim until day six, but as far as the 3 days of the Ramah, that would kick in as soon as she did the hesek tara. So she did a hesek tara on she started seeing blood on Sunday, and she did a hesek tara on Monday because she had already stopped seeing blood, which is a unlikely occurrence, but for argument's sake, she stopped seeing blood on Monday, did a hesek tara on Monday, so she still can't start counting the shiva nikiyim Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So day one of shiva nikiyim is going to have to be Friday, as we'll see. But if she did a hesek tara on day two, that would count le'inyan these first 3 days of shiva nikiyim in the Ramos Cheshbon, such that if she you can start counting day one, such that when you start counting your shiva nikiyim, you don't have to worry about this chumra of the Ramah. Okay. I'm sorry? Torah HaShlamim, Sivkat and Yugimel. Yeah.
So Mita Reisa, she has summoning every single day on the shiva nikiyim. Without any tliya, she would still meet a race to do that, do it in mikvah, and be tahor in our gashos.
Again, that would depend on the earlier issue as to whether the requirement of shiva nikiyim is a dinder reis or dinder rabbanon. The requirement of bedika during shiva nikiyim, right?
But even if you're saying it's bedika, right? Dam li har gasha, you should have bedika every day, and it's dam li har gasha mida reisa.
Let's see. If there is a deraita requirement of bedikah during shiva nikiyim, so that means that they have to be defined as nikiyim through bedikah. So maybe then that's a problem. Maybe we can see that's a problem in the Torah. And
if there's that's like finding anything like water. Meaning is that you need the blood that would.
So Damli Yargash you don't need a bedika for, right? Presumably, if requirement arises of bedikas, either because there's a requirement of Sfurim, and that's your Kima Sfurim. It's a way of concretizing the sphere through some action. Or there's a legitimate concern of some kind of Argashel of Adaita that you are seeing whether there's any dam, and maybe then we're concerned that there was a mass targasha, which could be accounted for. So then there could be the right succession because of that.
You know, as we have to say that we then assume there's a targasha.
Maybe. Okay. So let us go on to begin this sugya of Paleta Shechvazera and the requirement for the 5-day waiting period before beginning Shiva Nakiyim. does anyone remember the Brady Bill? Brady Law? That mandated a 5-day waiting period before buying a firearm? Right. So I don't think it's the law anymore, but there used to be a 5-day mandatory waiting period before buying a gun. So we're talking about the 5-day waiting period for Shiva Nikim. The Mishnah tells us, and Daf Pevav Amid Aleph and Shabbos, Minayin Lepoleta Shechva Zera B'yom HaShlishi Shehi Tmeya. So there's a din that if a woman is Paleta Shechva Zera, meaning that there was Tashmish, and there was Zera that was inserted into the woman's body, and then subsequent to that, the Zera comes out. So that's called Paleta Shechva Zera, and that creates Tumah. Shenamar Yunachonim L'Shloshes Yamin. So the assumption of the Gemara here is that this Tumah Paleta Shechva Zera applies Kol Zman, that the Zera is still viable. So that's a Machlokas Tanayim here, at least 3 days from Tanayim, how long do we assume that the Zera is viable? So this Din of Paleta Shechva Zera, how long does that apply? So Rov Yishonim Paskin, that it applies for 6 onos. Rov Yishonim Paskin, that it applies for 6 12-hour periods, so essentially 3 days or 72 hours. But after that point, we assume the Zera is no longer viable, and there's no Tumah of Paletes Shechvas Zera. The Rambam, just to note, the Rambam in Avos HaTumah Perek Hei Halacha Yud Aleph, Avos HaTumah Perek Hei Halacha Yud Aleph, the Rambam there paskins Gimel Onos. So there's a discussion among the Nosek Helm and the Rambam. Who is the Rambam paskining like? Do the Rambam have different gears from the Gemara and Shitas Chachamim? Is he paskining like Shitas Rabbi Akiva? So that's all you have to cheshbin how the Rambam got that from the Sugya in Shabbos Pevav. But Rov Yishonim assumes, and that's how we assume in Shulchan Aruch, as we'll see, that the period in which we're concerned about Tumas Paleta Shechva Zera is 6 onos or 72 hours. Again, parenthetically, if you look in, we're jumping ahead of ourselves, but the Beir Hagra here in Sifkata and Lamed Beis, where Shulchan Aruch says Vav Onos, so the Gaon is Mitzayin the Mishnah in Shabbos, and then he quotes the Gir Sasa Rambam of Gimel Onos. So that sounds like the Gaon is paskening possibly Gimel Onos. But again, for now, that's parenthetical. So the Gemara in Shabbos tells us the din of Tumas Paleta Shechva Zera, which means that any Shechva Zera which comes out of a woman for 72 hours after Tashmish, or after the Zera was initially inserted, could be Mitame. Okay. So that's Gemara number one. Gemara number two is in our Masechta, Nida Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. So Gemara on the very bottom of Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph has a Ibai of Rami Bar Chama. Boi Rami Bar Chama Poletes Shechva Zera Mahu Shetistor B'Ziva. So what is the status of a Zava who is Poletes Shechva Zera? So a Zava who is counting her Shiva Nikiyim and is Poletes Shechva Zera, does that Pleta Shechva Zera, is that Soseres account of Shiva Nikiyim? So do we say Rawa Haisa Visoseres? Do we say that we treat this Paletas Shechvas Zera as a Re'ia, which would be Soseres, just as if this woman who is in her Shiva Nikiyim would be Rawa Dam, and that Dam would be Soseres, her count? So too, if she is Paletas Shechvas Zera, then that Paletas Shechvas Zera is Soseres, her count as well. Odilma Nogas Haisa Velo Saser. Or do we treat this Paletas Shechvas Zera as simply a woman who is nogas bedavar tameh? So a woman who is nogas bedavar tameh, if a zava touches a davar tameh, that is a separate issue distinct from her count, and that's not soseres the shiva nikiyim. Okay, so then the Gemara asks, Amar Rava, l'fam korfa shabeshta. So Rava suggested that this question is messed up. The premise is, doesn't get off the ground. Nehinami disas rakama sista. So let's say zayin that there is a stira. What does that mean? How would that stira work? What are you so serious? Tista shiva dai kabola. So you can't say that if a woman, in theory, is paleta shiva zera on the seventh day of shiva nikiyim, that that's going to be so through the entire count of 7 days. Because then that's going to be more chamor than the source of the zera. Because if a zav is roba keri, that's only sosir one day. So the source of the zera in a zav would only be sosir one day, and she'd be sosera 7 days. That can't be. The tister yom echad, if you're going to tell me that she's going to be soseres one day, that day, isn't that a violation of the Yachar Titar? Shalote Tumma Masekes Beinayan. So if you're going to say, let's say a woman, a Zava, is Paleta Shechvazar on day three, so you'll tell me, okay, so we only knock out day three, she's only Sozeres that day, and then she can continue counting day three the next day. So that's a violation of Ritzifus. So what's the Shaila? How could it possibly be? What's the Tzad that a Paleta Shechvazer is going to be Soseris? That's the Gemara's Rava's question. The Gemara answers back, L'tameich, Zab Gufehe Chisasar, L'taras Amrachmana Shaloite Tumma Masekes Beinayan. So ask the same question by Zab. We know that a Zab is Soser if he's Rava Kari, but they're also required Tzifas for the Shiva Nikiyim, so you require a consecutive count. So how is it going to be that a Zab could be Soser by being Rava Kari? Elamayisach lemeimar shelote tuma ziva masekas beinei. No, so it must be that pshat by Yazav, this din of achar tizhar is shelote tuma ziva masekas beinei. So the only problem in the Ritzifus is that you can't have tuma ziva masekas, but tuma kari could be masek. Hachanami shelote tuma ziva masekas beinei. Same thing by Yazava, you can't have tuma ziva masekas, but you could have Tumas Pleita Shefa Zera Masekas, which would mean that in theory, if a woman was counting her Shiva Nikiyim, and she counted day 1, 2, and day 3 she's Paleta Shefa Zera, so day 3 doesn't count, it's also that day, but then you can continue counting day 3 on day 4. So ultimately, Gemara is saying that there is a Shaila. You know, that original Shaila, is she Soseres or not? Do we treat her as a Roa or as an Oga? So that is a legitimate Shaila. It's a legitimate shayla, but it's a nibai deleishita. The Gemara concludes by legitimizing the question, but Pashim Shad, the Gemara doesn't give an answer. So that's the case over here on Lamed Gimel in Nida. The Gemara raises the question again, Paleta Shechvazera, if a woman who is a Zava in the middle of her count of Shiva Nikiyim is Paleta Shechvazera, do we say that that is Soseres? So the Gemara understands the maskana, so Saris means it knocks out that day. Or do we say it's no gas, it's unrelated issue to her count to Shiva Nikiyim and doesn't in any way compromise her count? And that Pashup Shat is an Ibad al-Ifshita here in the Gemara. Okay. The Gemara Membeis does seem to be poshia the question. There the Gemara raises the same issue. And there the Gemara Membeis Amin Aleph seems to say that a Paleta Shechvazera is indeed considered like a Roa, and therefore would be Soseres the count. Again, Soseres in the context of Paleta Shechvazera just means that we would knock off that day in which she is Roa. Yeah. I'm sorry?
Wait, who says
this? That is the Gemara on Membeis Amin Aleph. That third of the way down.
And it would only be Soser that day.
It would only be Soser that day. Right, so the theory is that if a woman at any point during her Shiva Nikiyim would be Paleta Shechvazera, it would knock out that day. Okay. So what is the case that the Gemara is asking about of a Zava who is Paleta Shechvazera? So here we have a number of shitas in Rishonim. If you look, we'll start with the shita that we generally don't pass like. If you look in the Rush in the beginning of Perek Dalet here, in the Pifkei Rush, so the Rush, other Rishonim as well, most of the Rishonim are in Daf Mem Beis, the Rush is here. So the Rush quotes a position of Rabbeinu Tam that significantly limits the Shaila of the Gemara. Rabbeinu Tam assumed that the whole Shaila of Rami Bar Choma is only by a woman, the Isha Shaval Hazav. The whole Shaila is only by a Zav, not by a regular case of Tashmish with a regular person. Because after all, the Gemara says Daya Kabbalah. And the reason that Boala is so is because of Ziva. So it must be that we're talking about only a Zav. Then the Rush asks various questions on Rabbeinu Tam, indicating from elsewhere in the Sugya and other Sugyas that the Shaila Gemara is not limited to a situation of a Zav. Right? We generally assume, the most Rishonim assume, like the position that is reflected by the Re, in the Tosfos here, Lam Gimel Amud Aleph, Dibur Maskol, Roa Havya Vissasra. The Tosfos writes Omri, the Mishkachas B'Shimsha Beheter, She'tifter Ayadei Pleita Acher Re'ias Gimel Yom Ritzufin. What's the case? So a woman has Bia on Motzai Shabbos. She's Tahora. That is totally Beheter. And then she is Roa Dam right afterwards. She gets her regular Re'ias Dam, let's say Sunday morning. And she is going to be Roa Dam 3 days in a row. That makes her into Zava Gedola. So she's Roa Dam on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. And now, so she's Zava Gedola, she's counting Shivan Akiyam. But you're still within the window of 72 hours that could create a Pleitas Shifa Zaratoma. So this woman who had Bia Veheter, and then very soon afterwards was Roa Dam, and now becomes the Zava Gedola, and then during her period of Shivan Akiyam is going to have Pleita Shechva Zara. Or, more likely, a second possibility in the Re, is that we're talking about Bismanenu. Bismanenu, after the Chumra Benos Yisrael of Reb Zera, so a woman Soferes Shivan Akiyam even for a Tipas Dam Kachardo. So you don't have to come on to making her a Zava Gedola Minotara. The woman has Bia on Motzei Shabbos. Then she's Roa Tibas Dam Kechardol on Sunday morning, and then she stops the Re'iyah, she performs a Hefnek Tara, and then the next day she's Polet to Shefa Zara 2 days later. So is that so through the count of Shiva Nikim? That is the Shaila of the Gemara according to the Re, and Rabbeinu Chananel quoted in Tosfos as well. Okay, and that is how most Rishonim understand, or many Rishonim understand, the Shaila of the Gemara here, and we'll see that is reflected in our Psak Lamaisa, which we will get to shortly. Okay? So we will come back to the position of the Re and the Rush, but let's first present the third major sheet in Rishonim about the scope of the Shaila of this Gemara. The third position of Rishonim of note is that of the Ravid. The Ravid is quoted by many Rishonim, including the Rush here in the Psakim, quoted by the Rishonim on Daf Membeis, like the Rashba and others. They quote a Chuvus Ravid. As far as I know, we don't have this Chuvus Ravid in a primary source in the Ravid, but it's quoted secondarily in many Rishonim. So the Ravid, as quoted, says that the whole din of Paleta Shechva Zera being Soseres only applies le'inyan Taras and not le'inyan Isser Labaila. Right? This is a distinction that we've seen already in the Ravid in other contexts earlier. The Ravid distinguishes between Tara status and Heter Taros status, excuse me, and Heter Labaila status. The whole Chumra, or the whole Shaila, a Paleta Shechva Zera is only nogeya to her ability to eat taros, but has nothing to do with the Isser Labaila. So the Rush asks him that, how you talking? How could it be that you're going to have a situation of Shivanakim L'chatzayim. So essentially what would have to happen according to the Ravid, ask the Rush, is that you have to have, let's say a woman is Paleta Shechmazera, so she'd have to have two separate counts. One count L'inyan Taras, in which case she was Soser, and one count L'inyan Isser L'Baila, where she wasn't Soser. So let's say a woman starts counting Shivanakim on Sunday, so she counts Sunday, Monday, she's Paleta Shechmazera on Tuesday. So as far as the Isser Labaila doesn't make a difference. So she continues counting Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. So she has her 7 days and she goes to the mikvah on Motzei Shabbos. But as far as the Tara status, so that day three you were Soser, and then day four becomes day three, etc. So then she's going to have to go to the mikvah again on Sunday night, Le'inyan Taras. So Rav says, how you talking? How could that be that you have a situation of a count L'chatzayim? What were you saying? So?
He's saying it would just be too confusing. What's the question?
No, well, my question is, how would the Rav get out of that?
Why can't he say
Yechanami? So you could say Yechanami. The Madani Yontif thinks better. Madani Yontif in Osvav, on the Rush, thinks that maybe the Rav would be maskim because of the confusing nature, or because lo yitachin tafam l'chatzon bizman that we're makbet on taros, so then the Yisrael Levaila is nigger after the taros status. So if we're noeg taros, so then we tell the woman that you're so saras l'inyan taros, and Mela wants you so saras l'inyan taros, then you have to keep the same count l'inyan Yisrael Levaila. But bizmanenu, when we're not makbet on taros and there's not no geya, so then the rabbi would say there's no such halacha as Paleta Shechmazera being Sosares Shivanakim, because that's a Taras Halacha, and if there's no Taras, then the din doesn't apply. But in a Chanami, Bisman, that we are concerned about Taras, it could be that the Isser Labaila would be Nigger after the Taras status. Okay. The Ravid has another Ravid to his position, again, quoted secondarily by all the Rishonim that quote the Ravid. And the Ravid's second Ravid is from a Gemara that we will get to soon when we get to the next Siman. The Gemara indicates on Daf Samach Zayin in the days that, as we discussed at the beginning of the year, fundamentally, when it comes to the count of Shivanakim of Azava, we say Mixas Yom Kukula. So Mikra Adin, a woman counts Shivanakim. So Zava could be Tavelas Bayom. So Mikra Adin, she could conclude her count of the Shivanakim on the morning of day 7 and then go to the mikvah that day. So that would have been true on a Mikra Adin level. Isn't that right? But the Gemara says in the Asamach Zayin of Mabez, if Shimon Omer, Achar Titar, Achar Maisa Titar. Aval Amr Chachamim, so Mikra Din, Mikra Din, Zava could have been Toveles on the day of day 7 and then go and she'd be Muteres Labaila. But Chachamim say don't do that, Shema Tavo Lidei Safik. What's the Shema Tavo Lidei Safik? So all the Rishonim explain, it means that maybe she, well, we're concerned that she's going to have tashmish with her husband, and then maybe she'll be Roadam, and then she's going to end up being Soseris the Shivanakim, and if she's Soseris the Shivanakim, then she's in big trouble. So because of that possibility, we say that better to avoid, better to avoid being Tavelis at all on day 7, or better to avoid Tashmish, even if you could have been Tavelis. But that's the detail we'll get to in due time. So it says the Ravid, if it was the case that Paleta Shechmazera is Soseres Le'inyan Isser Labaila, so then why are we explaining that we're concerned maybe she's going to be Roadam And that Rias Dam is going to be Soseres. Yeah. The Gemara doesn't say Dam. Right. So all the Rishonim say Dam, Shematir Vatistor. I'm sorry, how do we know that? So some have the gears in the Gemara. You have the kashash and hear it. Yes, I hear the question. But the Rabbi doesn't even entertain that as a possibility. Meaning, so let me... Right, so now, yeah, I hear the question. Right, that Girsa in the Rush of Shelah Tavli De Savik Nida, which the Madan Yonta takes out, so I don't know if the Rishonim had that in the Gemara. If you have that Girsa, maybe that helps. So maybe shelo tava li day savik nida means dam. I'm not sure. I think about that. But we're So let me say it out first, which and then we can discuss that more. Okay. Then we just got two steps ahead of ourselves. Sorry. So the Raya has the following Raya. The Gemara says again the way. Yisrael is right that it's not Mefurish in the Gemara that we have in front of us that the concern is Shema Tira Dam, but that's how well the Rishonim understand, and the Raiva doesn't dispute that.
And that's Dam,
wouldn't it mean? So, it could be any suffix. So Yisrael is saying that maybe that's not what the Gemara means. Maybe it means maybe it'll be Paletaj of Pazara. But I didn't say that yet, so just hold on a second. So Raiva says like this. The Gemara is concerned the way the Rishonim understand the Gemara. The Gemara is concerned that we don't allow women to be Toveles on day 7, even though Mikradim, we say mixed with Yom Kikulo, and therefore she could go to the mikveh and be Mutaris Abayla. We don't allow that because we're worried. Maybe she's going to see Dam later on day 7, and it'll turn out that she was Sarah the entire count of Shivnakiyim, and then she will have been with her husband and be in big trouble. So ask the Ravid, if Poleta Shechva Sarah is Soseres, so why does the Gemara have to come on to a less likely concern that a woman who's already in the seventh day of Shivan Akim is suddenly going to be Roa Dam? Why doesn't the Gemara suggest much more fundamentally that if she's going to have Tashmish on day 7, then she is likely to be Poleta Shifazara right after that, and if she Poleta Shifazara on day 7, then that's going to be Soseres her Shivan Akim. The fact that the Gemara made no such suggestion is indication that as far as the Isser Labaila, there is no stira posed by Poleta Shechvasera. Should I say that again? The Gemara says that we're concerned if we allow a woman to go to the mikvah on day 7, a Zavah to go to the mikvah on day 7, and then be with her husband, maybe she will be Roa Dam later on day 7. And if she's Roa Dam, then she'll be so through the entire Shiva Nakiyam, and she'll be in trouble. So far, so good? Yeah.
How is that a Raya if they could have had Biyah much earlier than 72 hours before day 7?
No, after you go to the Mikvah, you have Biyah right now. Right? And then she's going to be Paletah Shechva there from that Biyah. Right? So the Raya is that why do you have to come out to this relatively uncommon possibility, unlikely possibility, she's going to be Roman Dam and Sazeres? Tell me much more easily, she's going to have Bia now, and then she'll be Pelet HaShekhar Zer from that Bia, and that should be Sazeres. So Rabbi says, you see from there, that Pelet HaShekhar Zer does not pose a problem for Shivan HaKiyam Le'inyan Isser Le'Baila. Okay? Good. The Rosh argues, and the Rosh says, one has nothing to do with the other. When it comes to the din of Shivan HaKiyam, so once, it is true that once if a woman is going to see Dam later on in day 7, even after she was Tovel, and had beer with her husband, that's going to be something in the entire count of Shivan HaKiyam. But that's not true when it comes to Pelet HaShekhar Zer. Pelet HaShekhar Zer on day 7, once you say Mixas HaYom Kekulo, and once she is Tovelas, so then the Pelet HaShekhar Zer is no longer going to pose a problem. Now she already has fulfilled the din of Nikiyam. You need Shiv Nikiyam. Once she went to the mikvah and fulfilled Mixas HaYom Kekulo, she's already concluded her Nikiyam, and Pelet HaShekhar Zer is not going to compromise those Shiv Nikiyam any longer. So says the Rashba of Hashem Rabbeinu Yonah as well, on Daf Mem Beis. Good. So what's the difference between Dam and... Why is there a difference between Dam and Pelet HaShekhar Zer as far as Sfiras Shiva Nikiyam? Good. Should we go on or should we stop and explain the next time? I'm sorry? Okay, fine. So I'll tell you what. We'll compromise. I'll tell you where to look. Take a look at Kovet Saros. Simon Lamites Os Dalid. Reb Elchanan. Kovet Saros. That's Reb Elchanan's Chibur and Yevamos. Simon Lamites Os Dalid. Okay? For his explanation as to why we have that distinction. Take a look as well. Look at the difference in formulation between the Rush here in his rejection of the Ravid and the Rashba and Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph Dibur Maskil Aval HaRavid. Okay, the Rush here in Sakim and the Rashba Mem Beis Amud Aleph Dibur Maskil Aval HaRavid. And just take a look briefly at the Sidrei Tara Sifkata Mem Dalid, I don't think he quotes the Rashba directly, but he addresses the issue that is raised in that difference in language. Take a look at the Rashba in Taras Habayis on Daf Kaf Vav Amud Aleph. And take a look as well at the following two positions in Rishonim that are slightly divergent from what we've quoted so far. One is in the Iri on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, in the Iri in our Sugya here, and take a look at the Hilchos Ramban Perek Beis Halacha Tes. Okay, and then we will in Ritz Hashem pick up with all that on Monday. If you want, I'll try to put this in an email with some other Marmar Kamos as well. Okay, have a great Shabbos.